Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, for your grace and mercy. We thank you for your helps we have received in so many ways. Thank you for making all things work together for our good. Thank you for your glory that is upon our lives. Thank you for the greatness of your name you have manifested through our prayers. Thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord, for breakthroughs we have seen you do in our lives and situations. Thank you for controlling everything going on around us, going on in our situations to work together for our good. Thank you, Father. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for putting the enemy to shame concerning us. Instead of us being put to shame, you have put them to shame. Thank you, Father. We thank you for the hope of glory that we have, as it is written in the scriptures, that Christ in us, the hope of glory. Thank you for this hope of glory that we have. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the assurance that fills our hearts that we will succeed, that we will be victorious, that we will rise and shine, that we will fight and overcome. Thank you for this hope and faith that fills our heart. Thank you, Lord. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for how you have frustrated the plans of the enemy that were fashioned against us. We thank you, Lord, for great blessings we have received from you. Physical blessings, spiritual blessings. Thank you for them all. Thank you, Father. We thank you for strength to accomplish things our human strength cannot accomplish. We thank you for your wisdom that is helping us to react positively and righteously in all situations. Thank you for your wisdom that is directing us on what to do and what not to do, what to say and what not to say, what to think and what not to think. Thank you for your great wisdom. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for your honor that you have placed on our lives. You have not allowed us to be disgraced. You have not allowed us to be humiliated, oppressed by the enemy. You have not allowed us to be put to shame. You have been so faithful. You have revealed your great honor in our lives. Thank you, Lord. I ask, O God, that as we have come together right here to seek you in prayer, help us, Father. Hear us from your throne in heaven. Release our breakthroughs, release our blessings. O Lord, release all that you have already authorized to be given to us. Father, release them as we pray tonight in Jesus' name. Let us be able to accomplish great things in the place of prayer tonight. Let us be able to possess our possessions by your authority, even the authority in your name. Thank you, Father, because we know you shall do great things. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. And I strongly believe that you will find help as you pray with faith tonight. In Jesus' name. We're going to take some worship songs before we go into the prayers. Yeah, sing with me. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Father. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Father. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. He is abundantly able to deliver and to save. Jesus is able, abundantly able to deliver, to deliver those who trust in him. He is able, he is able, abundantly able to deliver and to save. Our God is able, abundantly able, yes Lord, to deliver, to deliver those who trust in him. He is able, he is able forever, abundantly able to believe and to save. Hey, to save. Our God is saved. Abundantly able to deliver. To deliver those who trust in Him. Hosanna in the highest. Let our King be lifted up. Hosanna. Sing Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest. Let our King be lifted up. Hosanna. Hosanna. Hosanna, yes, Lord, in the highest, let our King be lifted up. Hosanna. Hosanna. Let Jesus be lifted up. Let Jesus be lifted up. Hosanna. Hosanna. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, O Lord, O Lord. Have your way, have your way. Sing it with all your heart. Have your way, Lord, have your way. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Sing it with all your heart. Have your way, Lord Jesus. Have your way. Oh Lord. Oh Lord. Have your way. One more time. Have your way, Lord Jesus. Jesus, have your way in our lives. Have your way, Lord, in our situations. Have your way here in our midst. Have your way, Lord Jesus. Have your way, oh Lord. Have your way. God makes a way
Where there seems to be no way, He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to His side. With love and strength for each new day, He will make a way. He will make a way. Sing, God will make a way. God will make a way. Where there seems to be no way. Yes, Lord. He walks in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for us. He will be your guide. Hold you closely to His side. With love and strength. With love and strength. For each new day. He will make a way. Thank you, Lord. He will make a way. Jesus is the answer for our word today. Above Him there is no other. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer for our word, today. Above Him there is no other. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer. Jesus is the answer for our world today. Above Him there is no other. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the way. Yes, Lord. Jesus is the answer for our world today. Above Him there is no other. Jesus is the way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sing hallelujah.
Our faith in God,
Have faith in God. He's on his throne. Have faith in God. He watches over his own. He cannot fail. He cannot fail. He must prevail. He must prevail. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. For the last time, have faith in God. He's on his throne. Have faith in God. He watches over his own. He cannot fail. He cannot fail. He must prevail. He must prevail. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah, sorry, my network is very bad. So I had to switch to another network. Yeah, I want us to begin to worship God. Begin to worship Him. Begin to praise Him. Father, we worship and bless Your name. We worship You, King of Israel. We worship You, Most High God. We worship You, El Shaddai. We worship You, Elohim. We worship You, O God of heaven and the earth. You are so wonderful. You are so kind. You are so great. You are so gracious. We praise You, O Lord of hosts. We praise You, King of glory. We praise You, King of kings. We praise You, Lord of lords. We worship You, Father. You are highly lifted. There is none like You. There is none like You in power. There is none like You in might. There is none like You in glory. There is none like You in strength. There is none like You in dominion. You are forever great, forever glorified, forever strong. You are forever faithful. You are forever loving. You are forever mighty and marvelous. We praise You, O God of Israel. We praise You, Father. We praise You, Father. We praise You, Father. We praise You, Father. You are Lord. You are Lord. You have risen. You rose from the dead. You are Lord. You are Lord. You are the resurrection and life. You are the Most High God. We worship You, Father. We worship You, Father. We worship You, Father. We worship You, Father. You control times and seasons. You determine what will be even before time began. We praise You, Father. Blessed be Your holy name. You are here among us, for You said in Your word that wherever two or three are gathered together in Your name, that You will be right there in the midst of them. Lord, we praise You. We thank You, for You are here among us. You are here among us. You are here among us in the fullness of Your power, in the fullness of Your might, in the fullness of Your strength, in the fullness of Your glory, in the fullness of Your authority, in the fullness of Your majesty. You are here among us. We honor You, Father. We adore You, Father. We worship You, Father. Be Thou exalted, Lord. Be Thou glorified, Lord. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given Him worship and praises and thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you're going to take this prayer of thanksgiving. You're going to say, Father, thank You because You are faithful. Say, Father, thank You because You are faithful. Because in my life, you are faithful. Thank you because I can believe in you. Thank you because I can trust in you. Thank you because I can depend on you. Because you are faithful. Because you are faithful in the name of Jesus. I'll begin to thank God like that. Begin to thank God like that. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you because you are faithful. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, because I can trust you. Thank you, Lord, because I can trust you. Thank you, Lord, because I can trust you. Thank you, Lord, because I can depend on you. I can believe in you. Thank you because you can't let me down. Thank you, Father, because you cannot forsake me. Thank you, Father, because you cannot disappoint me. Because you are so faithful. You are so faithful. You are so faithful. Thank you, Lord, because you are faithful. Thank you for being faithful. Thank you for being faithful. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. We are going to pray and ask God to have mercy on you. I realize that many times we are the reasons God is not helping us. Not even Satan. Satan is not the reason. Not even demons. But we are the reasons God is not helping us. Yeah, because of our level of sinfulness and corruption and pollution and disobedience. Yeah, so you're going to say, Father, have mercy on me. Forgive my sins. Say, Father, have mercy on me. Forgive my sins in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray. Thank you, Lord. Say, Father, have mercy on me. Forgive my sins. Have mercy on me. Forgive my sins. Say, Father, have mercy on me. Forgive my sins. Yeah, some people, they know, I mean, some Christians, they know how to blame others for the problems and troubles in their lives. Yeah, but they have not considered their own relationship with God. Yeah, some people know how to blame witchcraft. They know how to blame Satan and demons and agents of darkness. What about you? What if it is you that is the limitation of your life? What if it is nobody else? What if it is not Satan? What if it is not demons? What if it is all about you? And you are the reason God is not helping you. Ask God to forgive you. Ask God to forgive you. Yeah, if you don't believe God, it's a sin to not believe God. It's a sin to not trust God. Yeah, it's a sin to doubt God's faithfulness. So if you think you don't have sin, think very deep, because it's possible that you have a lot of sins in your life. Yeah, and that is why you're not receiving any help from God. Think very deep and ask God to forgive you. 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 If you have pride, it is a sin. If you have anger, it is a sin. If you have lust in your heart, in your mind, in your emotions, it is a sin. Yeah, if you are carnal, it is a sin. Yeah, if you are not preaching the gospel, you're not doing evangelism, it is a sin. If you're not doing intercessions, it is a sin. So you can see that there are a lot of sins we commit that we think that we think we are right with God. Ask God to forgive you. Begin to ask God like that. If you talk about people wrongly, what they did not do, you say they do it, it is a sin. If you are gossiping, it is a sin. Backbiting, it is a sin. Bitterness is a sin. Hatred, hating people that God loves, you are hating them. Even sinners, God loves, you are hating them. It is a sin. Yeah, if you are not giving from your possession to God, it's a sin. So ask God to forgive you. There are a lot of sins. A lot of sins you might be guilty of. Ask God to forgive you. Ask God to forgive you. Ask God to forgive you. If you are a parent and you can't correct your children, you can't lead them in the way of the Lord. You can't train them in the way of the Lord to please God. It is a sin. You're watching your kids doing things that does not glorify God, and you're doing nothing about it. You are not correcting them. You're not rebuking them. It is a sin. Yeah, it is a sin. Ask God to forgive you. Ask God to forgive you. Father, we ask that in your mercy, you forgive our sins. We ask, O God, for we know that our sin is the reason you have not helped us. Lord, forgive our sins. I believe you're praying for yourself. Say, Lord, forgive my sins. Every sin in my life that is making you to not visit me, to not help me. Every sin of unbelief. If you cannot believe God, you can't believe God's word, it is a sin. Yeah, it is a sin. You can't trust God, it is a sin. So Lord, forgive. Forgive me, Lord. Forgive me, Lord, of all that I have done against you. Thank you, Lord. In your mercy, O God, pardon my iniquities. Pardon my iniquities. Pardon my iniquities. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you're going to pray. You're going to pray. Now, this prayer point is for those who are of a repentant heart, meaning you're someone that wants to be corrected by God. You want to be corrected by the Holy Spirit. Yeah, if you're not that person, this prayer point is not for you. Yeah, what you're going to say is this. Yeah, You're going to say, Father, show me whatever I've been doing wrong all these years that I thought is the right thing to do. Say, Father, show me whatever I've been doing wrong all these years that I thought is the right thing to do. Because once you show me, I will stop doing them. Yeah, you have to pray this prayer sincerely. Not like maybe you will stop or maybe not. It's not about maybe. This is about if God knows that you will not stop doing that thing, He will not show you. That's one thing I know about God. Some people will say, I want God to come and tell me that this thing is wrong. I'll just look at them. And, you know, in my heart, I will say, God will never tell you. Why? Because in their heart, they don't or they won't stop that thing. They are not willing to stop that thing. So, and because God knows they are not willing, so God will not show them that it is wrong. He will just leave them till they die and go to hell. Yeah, so that is why this prayer is for those those that are willing to change. When God corrects you, you are willing to change. So if you are not willing, He will not show you that thing. But if you are willing, He will show you. Yeah, I hope you get me. If you are willing to stop that thing that you have been doing for years and you don't know it is a sin, if you are willing to stop that thing, then you pray this prayer. But if you are not willing, don't bother to pray this prayer. Yeah, so this is what you're going to say. You're going to say, Father, show me what I have been doing wrong for many years, thinking it is the right thing to do. Lord, show me that thing because I am going to stop. Because I am ready to stop doing it. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Je hade kat jiliada. Hasa shada balada. Nihideles denasa. Tashada balada jida. Thank you, Lord. Say, Father, show me everything I have been doing wrong in my thinking. These things start from your thoughts. Yeah, the matter of righteousness and holiness starts from your thoughts. Begin to say, Lord, in my thinking, everything I've been doing wrong. From my thinking to the words I speak, to the actions I perform, I do, even to the way I dress my body, the way I appear in the public. Lord, everything I have been doing wrong all these years, thinking it is the right thing to do before you, Father, open my eyes to see them now. Because now, I am going to stop. Yeah, begin to say, Father, open my eyes to see them because now, if you show me those things now, I'm going to stop doing them. Yeah, pray like that with a sincere heart. Say, Lord, whatsoever I've been doing for years, thinking it is right, but it is wrong. Lord, open my eyes to see them, for I want to stop doing them. I am willing to stop doing them, and I am willing to teach my children to stop doing them. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. I believe you're praying that prayer sincerely from your heart. Open my eyes, Lord, to see those things because I want to stop doing them. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, make me full of hunger for the knowledge of your word. Yeah. Say, Father, by your Holy Spirit in me, fill me with hunger for the knowledge of your word. Fill me with hunger for the knowledge of your word, to study the scriptures, desire to study the scriptures, the desire to meditate on the word of God. Lord, fill me with that desire. Fill me with such hunger in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Begin to pray. Say, Lord, fill me with hunger. Fill me with the desire to know your word in the name of Jesus. Fill me with hunger. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray, because if you are weak in the knowledge of the word of God, devil will always prevail over you. If you are weak in the knowledge of the Bible, in the knowledge of the teachings of the Bible, in the knowledge of the truths of the Bible, devil will rule over you. He will always be stronger than you. Therefore, you have to ask God to help you. Say, Father, fill me with hunger. Fill me with hunger for your word. Yeah, some of you only on Sundays, or when you attend a program, a church program, or when you join a Christian fellowship or Christian meeting, that is when you open your Bibles. When you are alone in your house, you hardly open the scriptures. Even though it's on your phone, you hardly look at it. You hardly read and study the word of God. That is a great limitation on your life and destiny. Ask God to help you. 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 Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you're going to pray again. You're going to say, Father, as I study your word, let me receive new revelations from your Holy Spirit. Yeah, you're going to say, Father, as I study your word from today, let me receive new revelations from your Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Just a single revelation from the Lord, from the Word of God, can change your life forever, change your ministry forever, change your family forever. Just a single revelation. It will give you a great victory. When you fight the devil, when you fight spiritual warfare, you fight with the revelations of the word of God. And that is when you can win in spiritual warfare. If you think you can fight with just sense knowledge, human knowledge of the Word of God, you will not win. Yeah. You have to fight with revelation knowledge of the Word of God. So begin to pray, say, Father, from today, make your Holy Spirit feed me with new revelations as I study the Scriptures. Make your Holy Spirit feed me with new revelations. The Word of God is always new to those who have the ministry of the Holy Ghost, to those who are friends with the Holy Spirit. Every time they pick the Word of God, it is always new to them. Every time you carry the Word of God, it should always communicate something new to you. The Word of God is always new. New, there are new things in the Word of God. New messages, new instructions, new revelations, new wisdom, new understanding in the Word of God. There is always something new. It will tell you, it will show you. Every time you look at it, has God to help you? Has God to help you? Say, Lord, make your Holy Spirit feed me with new revelations of your word, of your personality, of your power, of your ways, of your kingdom, revelations of your glory, revelations of your victory, revelations of your dominion, revelations of my calling, my destiny. Lord, make your Holy Spirit reveal to me revelations, new revelations, revelations I have not seen before, revelations I have not known before. Make your Holy Spirit reveal them to me as I study your word, as I study the Scriptures, as I study the Bible. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. And then you're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, as I study your word, let a great faith rise in me, a great faith that will produce great victories. So, Father, as I study your word, let great faith rise in me that will produce great victories, that will produce great victories. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. It is the knowledge of the Word of God, and in this case, revelation knowledge of the Word of God, that will give you faith that can conquer the enemy. Faith, that is the key to victory. Faith is the key to victory, not fear, but faith. And only the Word of God can give you faith. Begin to talk to God. Begin to talk to God. Begin to talk to God. Say, Lord, as I study your word, let great faith arise in me. Let great faith arise in me. Great faith that will produce great victories in the head. Great faith that will produce great victory in spiritual warfare, great faith that will produce great victories in every situation I find myself. Lord, give me great faith as I study your word. Give me great faith as I meditate on your word. Let your word inspire in me great faith that is able to fight and win battles. Let your word create in me great faith. Thank you, Lord. Let your word create in me great faith that will produce great victories as I fight. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let your power enforce justice in my life. Yeah, you can say, Father, let your power enforce justice in my life, in my destiny, in my calling. Let your power enforce justice in my life. In the name of Jesus, I begin to pray like that. Say, Father, let your power enforce justice in my life. In the name of Jesus, let your power enforce justice in my life. In the name of Jesus, Father, let your power enforce justice in my life, in my situations, in my career, in my family, in my marriage, in my calling, in my ministry, in my destiny. Let your power enforce justice now, in the name of Jesus. Father, let your power enforce justice now in my life, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. You're going to pray, and you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, surround me with a divine atmosphere. Surround my life with your divine atmosphere that will give me awareness, or that will make me aware of your presence and operations in my environment and in the earth. Say, Father, surround me, cover me with a divine atmosphere that will make me aware of your presence and operations going on in the earth, going on in my environment. In the name of Jesus, Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. De hashiga rabalashtinia. Hashasha de dijinehasana. King of glory, cover me with your divine atmosphere. Thank you, Lord. Cover me with your divine atmosphere that will make me aware, that will make me sensitive to your presence and operations in the earth and in my environment. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, cover me with your divine atmosphere. Surround me with your divine atmosphere that will make me aware of what you are doing in my life. That will make me aware of what you are doing in my environment. That will make me aware of what you are doing in the earth. Thank you, Lord. Your atmosphere that will make me aware, make me sensitive to your presence. Let such atmosphere rule in my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you're going to raise up your right hand. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, I come against every limitation of darkness on my spirit, making it difficult for me to connect with God and with the realm of God. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost destroy such limitations now. In the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Dehashi venamaladihapa. In the name of Jesus. Say, I come against every limitation of darkness on my spirit, making it difficult for me to connect with God, making it difficult for my spirit to connect with God and with the realm of God. Let fire of the Holy Ghost destroy them now. Let fire of the Holy Ghost destroy them now. Let fire of the Holy Ghost destroy them. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Begin to pray like this. Say, I come against every load of darkness on my spirit, every weight of darkness on my spirit, making it difficult for my spirit to connect with God and with the realm of God. Let fire of the Holy Ghost destroy them now. Let fire of the Holy Ghost destroy them now. Thank you, Lord. Now, in the name of Jesus, fire of the Holy Ghost consume them now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. God is so real that you can touch him and It can touch you. You can embrace Him and He can embrace you. Yeah, that is how real it is. Yeah, that is how real it is. But many of us, many Christians, are not walking with God in the reality of Him. Yeah, some of us we just assume that God is with us. We don't know Him. We can't touch Him. We can't embrace Him. We just feel like He's with us. We just assume. Yeah, that is not how Christianity should be. You don't just feel like He's with you or assume. You have to know. Yeah, you have to know Him. Yeah, you have to know Him. You have to see Him. You have to touch Him. So you're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let fire of the Holy Ghost destroy every darkness preventing me from having experiential knowledge of God. Yeah. So let fire of the Holy Ghost destroy every darkness preventing me from having experiential knowledge of God. Right now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. He rushed the hand in the Kalajda. Mashi sasa. Deshudegerejdea. Oh Lord, let your fire consume them. Every darkness that have surrounded my life, preventing me from touching God and preventing me from receiving the touch from God, preventing me from embracing God. And preventing God from embracing me. Let fire of the Holy Ghost consume them now. In the name of Jesus. Let fire. Thank you, Lord. Let fire of the Holy Ghost destroy them now. Let fire of the Holy Ghost destroy them now. Thank you, Father. The hashida gadarela, mash the hashijendi de kidiala. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. You are still going to pray. The apostle said that they cannot but preach the gospel of Christ. Yeah, they said they cannot just I want to put it in a way you will understand. Yeah, they said they can't just assume that they have not heard what they have heard and that they have not seen what they have seen. Yeah, so they were talking about the experience they have had with God. Yeah, so they said They cannot just stop speaking about what they have seen and heard because it was so real to them. So they can't just stop speaking about it. They can't just stop teaching about it, preaching about it. Yeah, because they have touched God. They have embraced God. They have seen God. And it was real. Yeah. So and they can't stop talking about it. Yeah. So that should be your testimony. Yeah. That you have seen Him. That you know Him. And that no one can deceive you. No one can tell you that what you have seen is not as it is. Yeah, because you have seen him and you have known him. Yeah, those who have not seen him might be easily deceived. Yeah, but for some of us who have seen him and have known him, it is impossible for us to be deceived. Yeah, because of how much we have known him. So, and that should be your testimony too. That should be your testimony. So you are going to pray. You are going to say, Lord Jesus, I want to see you. I want to know you. I want to have experiential knowledge of you, not just head knowledge, but experiential knowledge of you. Visit me, Lord Jesus. Manifest yourself to me. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. The Bible told us in Daniel chapter 11, verse 32, that those that know the Lord, those that know their God at this time, they shall be strong and they shall do exploits. Talk to God. If you will win at this time, it will be that you have the testimony in the apostles' hand that they have seen him and they have known him. Not that you are just assuming you know him, but that you know that you know him. That you know that you have seen him. That is the kind of people that will win at this time. Not even with assumptions and doubts and fears. And people who are uncertain about who he is, not those kind of people, have got to help you. So, Lord, I want to see you. So, Lord Jesus, I want to know you. I want to have an experiential knowledge of you, a knowledge that cannot be denied. A knowledge of you that is so real, such that it can't be denied. And no one will be able to deceive me because of such knowledge of you. Lord, I want that kind of knowledge of you. A knowledge of you that destroys doubts and unbelief. A knowledge of you that destroys fears. A knowledge of you that destroys deception. I want to have that kind of knowledge of you. So, Lord, visit me and manifest yourself to me. Make me know you. Make me know you. God is real. Now I know you know you believe he's real. I'm talking about as real as your sibling, your brother or your sister that you know physically, I mean, as real as your husband or your wife, that is how real he is. So he can manifest himself to you at such a very close level, telling that you want to know him. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. If you know him, you will not be ashamed. Yeah. If you know him, you will not be ashamed to testify of him. You will not be ashamed to speak about him. You will not be ashamed to preach about him. You will not be ashamed to teach about him because you know him. So those who are ashamed, those who are afraid to speak about him is because they don't know him. When you know him, you will not be ashamed. You will not be ashamed to stand for the truth in the public. You will not be ashamed to defend righteousness. You will not be ashamed to enforce righteousness because you know him. So you're going to pray. There's some Christians that they easily compromise with darkness. Yeah, it's because they don't know God. So if somebody comes and the person began to tell them, it's not like that, you know, it's like this, just do it this way. You're taking this Christianity too serious. You're becoming too religious. It's not like that. It's not like that. It's this way. Follow this way. Yeah. There's some Christians that would just immediately succumb to that demonic counsel that is contrary to the word of God. Yeah. And they easily turn away from the truth because they don't know him. When you know him, no one will talk you out of the truth. Yeah, no one will mislead you. So you're going to pray again. You're going to say, Father, manifest yourself to me in so much that I remain in your truth, in your ways, in your light, and in your righteousness. Say, Father, manifest yourself to me in so much that I remain established forever in your truths, in your ways, in your light, and in your righteousness. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, manifest yourself to me. Manifest yourself to me in so much that I remain firm in your truth, that I remain established, rooted, grounded in your truth, in your ways, in your light, and in your righteousness, irrespective of what is going on around me, irrespective of whatever confronts me or whatever I go through. Lord, I need you.
to manifest yourself to me in so much that I cannot be moved anymore. Manifest yourself to me, O God. You have done it to many. I want to experience you. I want to experience you personally. I want to experience you. Give me encounters of you. Thank you, Lord. Let me encounter you. Let me encounter you in such a great way that I remain firm and established in your truth forever, in your light forever, in your ways forever, in your righteousness forever, so that nothing can make me fall away. Help me, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you're going to pray? You're going to say, Father, help me to grow in the knowledge of you. Say, Father, help me to grow in the knowledge of you. I acknowledge that there is much more I don't yet know. There is much more I don't yet know. Help me, O Lord, by your Holy Spirit in my life to grow in the knowledge of you. Help me to grow, Father. Help me to grow, Father. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Help me, Lord, to grow. In the name of Jesus, help me to grow in the knowledge of you. Help me to grow in the knowledge of you. In the name of Jesus, help me, Father. Help me, Father. Help me, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, the Bible says that we should grow in grace. Yeah, the Bible says we should grow in grace. Meaning that you can grow in grace. You can grow to know more that God has put in the grace you have, in His grace you have. Yeah, you can grow to have more knowledge, to have more power, to have more strength, to have more victories, as many things God has put in His grace that is in your life.
You can grow to have more of those things. You can grow to possess more of those things. You can grow to have more of those things work in your life. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I want to grow in your grace that is in my life. Say, I want to grow in your grace that is in my life. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, I want to grow in the grace you have placed upon my life. So if there is any grace God has given to you, you can have more of that grace. You can have more from that grace. Talk to God. If God has given you grace of prayer, you can have more from that grace. If God has given you grace of fasting, you can have more from that grace. If God has given you grace to hear His voice, you can have more from that grace. Begin to pray. Say, Father, help me to grow in your grace that is in my life. In the name of Jesus. Help me to grow, Father. Help me to grow, Father. Help me to grow, Father, in your grace that is in my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now in John chapter 14, verse 21, it says, He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. Yeah. Jesus said, if you have his commandments and keep them, which also means and obey them. Yeah, meaning that you keep doing that commandment. You keep obeying that commandment. He said that means you love him. And then if you love him, his Father will also love you. And then he said he will love you and he will manifest himself to you. Yeah, so the question is, do you keep his commandments? Yeah, do you keep his commandments? Do you obey his commandments? Not the one you just think, okay, God does not like this. God like that. I'm talking about the commandments He has revealed in the scriptures. All his teachings, all that Jesus taught, do you do them? So you're going to pray. You're going to say, I choose to keep the Lord's commandments. You're going to say, I choose to keep the Lord's commandments. Let every barrier to doing this be destroyed now in the name of Jesus. Say, I choose to keep the Lord's commandments. Let every barrier to doing this be destroyed now in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, say, I choose to keep the commandments of Jesus. I choose to obey the teachings of Jesus. I choose to do the commandments, the instructions of Jesus. Let every barrier to doing this be destroyed now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we are still praying. You also need to understand how much He loves you. Yeah. But you might not know how much He loves you if you are always concerned about yourself. Yeah, if your life, your entire life is all about yourself, you will not know how much God loves you. You will not know. And you will not even appreciate His love for you. Because you always feel like He has done nothing. Yeah, you always feel like some people will say all these years God has been unfair to me. I've not really seen what I've been looking for. So you're going to pray. Those people say those words because they have made their lives all about themselves. Yeah. And not all about God. That is why they can't, up to now, still appreciate the love of God for them. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I want to love you. Yeah. You're going to say, I want to love you. I want to please you. I want to do all your will. Help me, Father. Help me, Father. I want to live for you and not for myself. Help me, Father, in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, help me. Say, Lord, help me, in the name of Jesus. Say, I want to know you. I want to love you. I want to please you. I want to do your will. I want to live for you and not for myself. Help me, Father. Help me, Father. In the name of Jesus. Help me, Father. De hashien and hatashia. Nihala shadagana jiliana. Help me, Father. In the name of Jesus. Help me, O Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, many of us, we are always looking at what God has not yet done. And we don't look at what we have not yet done. Yeah, what you have not yet done for him. Yeah, but you're always looking at what he has not yet done. Yeah, so what if he's waiting for you to do what you have not been doing? What you have not done at all? Or what you have stopped doing? What if he's waiting for you to do that? Yeah, before he would do what you want him to do. Yeah, what if he's waiting for you to do what you have refused to do before he would do what you want him to do? So you're going to pray. I'm going to say, Father, help me to do those things you want me to do. Help me to do those things I have not been doing for you. Those things I have stopped doing for you. Help me, Lord, to do them now. Now, maybe you are thinking you have already done enough. Whereas before heaven, you have done just so little. In fact, sometimes maybe before heaven, you have done nothing. Yeah, the one you think you have done before heaven is just nothing. Yeah, so ask God to help you. Say, Lord, help me to do those things that you want me to do. Those things I have not done for you. Those things I have stopped doing. Help me, Lord, to do them now. I am ready. I am willing to do them all. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Hashi hadegalash de bala. In the name of Jesus, things that I need to do to prove my love for you, things that I need to do with my life, do with my time, do with my mind, do with my body, do with my resources, things that I have to do to show that I really love you and not myself. Lord, help me to do them now. I want to do them. Help me, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, in that scripture, it says that if you love him, God will love you, and that he also will love you, and he will manifest himself to you. If you love him, God will love you, and he himself will also love you, and he will come and manifest himself to you. So So Jesus does manifest himself to people. Yeah. Jesus can manifest himself to you, but you have to deserve it. Yeah. You have to deserve it by loving him. By loving him. And that is how God the Father will also love you. Yeah. So you want to see Jesus? Then you have to love Jesus. You want to see the power of Jesus? Then you have to love Jesus. You want to witness the glory of Jesus, the dominion of Jesus. You want to walk in that glory, in that authority, in that dominion. Then you have to love Jesus. So how much do you love Jesus? How much do you love him? You're going to pray. Yeah. Loving Jesus comes with great price. It comes with sacrifices, pains. It comes with sufferings. It comes with a lot that is not comfortable to you, to your flesh, that is not convenient to your flesh. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, I choose to love you, Jesus. You're going to say, I choose to love you, Jesus. Let every weakness in me stopping this die right now in the name of Jesus. Say, I choose to love you, Jesus. Say, I choose to love you, Jesus. Every weakness stopping me from loving you, let them die right now in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Hush in the galash dibala. Nahates hasharela. I choose to love Jesus. 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 I choose to please Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Say, I choose to please Jesus. I choose to obey Jesus. I choose to serve Jesus. I choose to believe Jesus. I choose to trust Jesus. Let every weakness in me stopping this from happening die right now in the name of Jesus. I choose to please Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we have Christians who have made themselves more important than the will of God. Christians who have made themselves more important than the will of God. Yeah, so they only do the will of God if it suits them. If it does not suit them, they don't care about doing the will of God. It is when the will of it is when that will of God in quotes suits them That is when they do it. Yeah. But when it doesn't shift what they want, they would not do it. So the question is, have you made yourself more important than the will of God? Have you made your marriage more important than the will of God? Have you made your appearance, your beauty, your pleasures, your cravings, your lust more important than the will of God? Yeah, that is the question. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I choose to do your will, even if it is not convenient, even when it is not convenient, both when it is convenient and when it is not convenient, I choose to do your will, Father. Help me in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, I choose to do the will of God, both when it is convenient and when it is not convenient. I choose to do the will of God always, even if it does not agree with my will. Even when it does not agree with my will, I choose to do your will, O God. Help me. Help me, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Help me, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Help me, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I choose to do your will. 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 Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. We're going to pray some 6 prayer points before we round up the session. Yeah. In that verse 21, Jesus said, He will love you because you keep His commandments and because His Father loves you. Yeah, because you love Him, He will love you. And to show that He loves you, He will manifest Himself to you. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Father, fill me with fire that will make me do all that You have commanded me to do. Yeah, Jeremiah said that he cannot but preach because the word of God has become fire in his bones. So Jeremiah said he can't but speak those words. Yeah, because They are burning inside his bones. He just has to speak them. He just has to say them out. Yeah, so you need baptism of fire that will not make you comfortable until you do what God wants. Yeah, because your flesh will not want you to do what God wants. But that fire will make you do what God wants. So you're going to say, Father, fill me with fire that will make me do all that you have commanded me. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Lord, fill me with fire. Fill me with fire. Fill me with fire to do all that you have commanded me to do. Fill me with fire. Fill me, oh God, with fire. Thank you, Lord. That will make me go out and preach the gospel. So Lord, fill me with fire. Thou will push me to do what you want me to do. Fire that will make me uncomfortable until I do what you want me to do. Fill me with fire, O God, in the name of Jesus. Fill me with fire, O God. Fill me with fire, O God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I pray for as many of you who have asked for that fire. Receive it now in Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah, we have 5 more prayer points. There are many ways through which Jesus can manifest himself to you. There are many ways. Many ways. Yeah. He can manifest himself to you through miracles. He can manifest, you know, just as he did in those days. For instance, he visited a man who had been paralyzed, I think, was it 37 years or 39 years? Yeah. But I know it's 30-something years. Yeah, it has been a long time. That man has been paralyzed. So Jesus manifested himself to him by healing him. So he can manifest himself to you in form of miracles. Yeah. But there is more. There is more. He can manifest himself to you from inside of people. He will just steer off people to help you. He will steer off people to favor you, to bless you. So it is not those people. It is Jesus blessing you. It is Jesus helping you. So he is doing it through people. Yeah. So there are many ways. So you're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, manifest yourself to me. In such a great way that will change my life forever. Say, Lord Jesus, manifest yourself to me in such a great way that will change my life forever. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that in the name of Jesus. Say, Lord Jesus, manifest yourself to me. Manifest yourself to me. Manifest yourself to me, Lord Jesus. Manifest yourself to me, Lord Jesus, in such a great way that would change my life forever. Manifest yourself to me, Lord Jesus, in such a great way that would change my life forever. Manifest yourself to me, Lord Jesus, in such a great way that would change my life forever. Manifest yourself to me, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we have four more prayer points. You're going to pray. Now, you need to understand that when Jesus shows up, there will be victory. There will be solutions. There will be grace. There will be strength. There would be help. When Jesus shows up. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, manifest yourself to me and give solutions to problems that has persisted for so long in my life. So, Lord Jesus, manifest yourself to me. Give solutions to problems that have persisted for so long in my life. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Manifest yourself to me, Lord Jesus. Manifest yourself to me, Lord Jesus. Give solutions to problems that have persisted for so long. In the name of Jesus, give solutions to problems that have persisted for so long. In the name of Jesus, manifest yourself to me, Lord Jesus. Manifest yourself to me, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we have three more prayer points. You're going to pray. When Jesus shows up, you will rejoice. When Jesus shows up, you will rejoice. You will rejoice. Because there will be restoration. There will be restoration. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, manifest yourself to me, Lord Jesus. And restore all that have been wasted by the enemy in my life. All that the enemy has wasted in my life. Manifest yourself to me, Lord Jesus, and restore them. Restore them. Restore them. Let there be restoration in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Begin to pray like that. Say, manifest yourself to me, Lord Jesus, and let there be restoration. Let there be restoration. Let there be restoration. Let there be restoration. Let all that the enemy has wasted in my life be restored unto me. Be restored back to me. In the name of Jesus, manifest yourself to me, Lord Jesus. Manifest yourself to me, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, two more prayer points. Jesus wants to manifest himself to you. And another thing that happens when Jesus manifests himself to you is that there will be healing and deliverance. There will be healing and deliverance because he's a healer. Yeah, he is a healer. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, manifest yourself to me, Lord Jesus. And heal me and deliver me. Manifest yourself to me, Lord Jesus, and heal me and deliver me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Ha ha de galash de dea. Mashes ha de tatala. Manifest yourself to me, Lord Jesus. Heal me, deliver me, heal me, deliver me, heal me, deliver me, heal me, deliver me, heal me, deliver me. Thank you, Lord. Say, manifest yourself to me, Lord. Heal me now. Deliver me now. In the name of Jesus. Heal me, Lord Jesus. Deliver me now. Heal me, Lord Jesus. Deliver me now. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, the last prayer point. Another thing that happens when Jesus manifests himself to you is that he will show you why he created you. He will show you your calling. If he manifests himself to you, he will begin to make you understand your calling. Why he created you and why you are here in the earth. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, manifest yourself to me, Lord Jesus, and show me why you created me. Show me the purpose for my creation, that I may do it, that I may fulfill it in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Nehashide de galahasana. Tashede galabala. Manifest yourself to me, Lord Jesus. Show me. Thank you, Lord. Why? You created me. The purpose for my creation, that I may fulfill it as it is in your plans. Manifest yourself to me, Lord Jesus. Reveal to me my divine purpose. Reveal to me your purpose for my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Make me understand the details about my calling and purpose so that I can please you in my calling and purpose. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. I'm going to be praying for you now. I'll raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Oh God of Israel, we are so grateful for your help. We are so grateful for your presence, for your power, for your grace. We thank you, Lord, for you care so much for us and you desire to help us greatly. It is your will to bless us. It is your will to make us great and successful. Thank you, Lord, for your love for our lives. It is your will to make us victorious. Thank you, O Lord, for caring so much for us. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for this prayer session because you have helped us to pray the kind of prayers you want us to pray. I ask, O God, that for as many who have prayed these prayers from the depths of your heart, I ask, O God, that you answer quickly. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you that in your life, only the will of God shall prevail. Only the mind of God shall prevail. Only the desires of the Lord shall prevail. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you that the knowledge of God that will make you to remain in God forever, to remain in the truth forever, to remain in righteousness forever, may you receive such knowledge of God in Jesus' name. May the Lord bring you into such knowledge of Him in Jesus' name. I pray for you that you shall rise into the place God has prepared for you in the name of Jesus. Every height that is waiting for you shall have you in the name of Jesus. Every height in God, every height in calling, in your calling, in your destiny, that is waiting for you, shall receive you in the name of Jesus. You shall no longer be limited in rising in destiny in the name of Jesus. I pray that the hand of the Lord shall be upon you, and the desires of the Lord shall come to pass in your life. In the name of Jesus, you shall not be put to shame. You shall receive help from the Lord, and the Lord shall prosper His purposes in your life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because we know you have answered. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we're going to stop here. Remain strong in the Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen.